And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour with some kirtan recordings, mantra-based music, things pertaining to bhakti in all different guises from all around the world. We're going to get things rolling with a recording by Craig Coland of Shaman's Dream and Rara Avis, who is well known for producing, I guess, things released under that collective of Shaman's Dream, which we'll talk about a little bit later after this track. It's called Invocation to Water. The mantras chanted in this recording are coming from, I believe, the Mahanarayan Purana from the Vedic collection of literatures. It's basically talking about water being the essence of life in various different ways, descriptions. We'll get into the meaning after in about 10 minutes time. This is from a recording entitled Kerala Dream.
Yabune chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jalespin Sannidhi Done. Vishwabhuda. Vishwabhuda. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
It's that time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood Village, DJ sets by Juggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, citr.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
We're back here on Mantra on CITR. I hope you're doing well. First track, as I mentioned before, was Craig Coland and Zara Avis of the Shaman's Dream Collective. The mantras in that particular track. Let's see if I can pull this up for us. This is coming from the Mahanarayan Upanishad. So, Apo va idam savan vishva bhutanyapa pranava apa pasava apo anamapo. And it continues on. Ending in the line Bua Bhuva Suva Rapa Om. So a rough translation is the whole universe is made up of water. All beings are made up of water. The vital airs are the effects of water. Cows are also the effect of water. Food comes from water. Nectar too comes from water. All the kingdoms, cosmos, Vedic meters, all are made of water. Water is truth, and all the deities are water. All the worlds are made up of water. So from the Mahanarayan Upanishad, it's true that that especially in the culture where this text is coming from, water is considered to be a purifying force that's used in many different rituals and performances of ritual. It's interesting how water is I saw a documentary who was studying the effects of different sound vibrations and a bottle of water. So they took one jar of water and chanted different sacred mantras, and then they took another jar and just expressed very angry and hurtful words and sentiments directed towards this water. And then both of these jars of water were analyzed under a microscope, and what they found was that the water that had had the sacred mantras chanted to it, over it,
yoga can be translated in various ways. In Sanskrit,
they found that the structure, the molecular structure of that water was symmetrical. Like, there's a lot of symmetry in it. And then they studied the other jar, which, you know, had harsh words spoken, and the molecular structure was completely chaotic, kind of just a mess. So on one hand you had these very beautiful symmetrical patterns, on the other hand you had a complete mess. So our consciousness is kind of like that too. It's actually very, very fragile, and we're very much affected by different things. In the Yoruba, the Yoruba people or tradition, or I guess the people from, they're from Western Africa. It's a region, but it's also considered to be, you know, full-blown culture practice. They have a, well, actually there's one song that I'm going to play, which is a recording by Manish Dimor of, I believe he's from the Netherlands, perhaps, or, yeah, he's from the Netherlands. He's,
that the soul is, by nature, eternal, not subject to either birth or death. And the soul is sat, chit, it's full of knowledge and ananda. Its own inherent quality is to be in ecstasy.
Sorry, I just couldn't do two things at once. I wanted to listen to that. That was Radha Swami talking about the nature of the soul. Anyway, Manish Dimor, born in the Netherlands, studied classical music, and later on moved towards different forms of sound synthesis, sound sculpturing, now doing a, as described here, a crossover of ethnic traditional styles and contemporary atmospheres and grooves. And he's collaborated with many people, including Sudha Prafo, Bar Ramji, David Premo, Prem Joshua, and many others. The this recording is from a CD entitled Sadhana, and it's called River Goddess. It's just here. I thought he was going to keep going. It's called River Goddess, and I believe that it's spoken, as they're saying that this mantra is from the Yoruba people from Western Africa. They have a, I guess what would be considered like the goddess of the waters, mother of the waters, called Yamoja, and who's like the nurturer of the water resources. You see that in even like very famous rivers like the Ganges. So the Ganges is known as Mother Ganga, or Ganga Mata, and so there's a feminine aspect to water, to rivers, to the ocean, that is attributed in all the ancient cultures actually around the world. I know. I had a very interesting experience. I mean, this just kind of goes back to the purity of water again. I had an interesting experience. The actually, every time that I've been in India, and I Each time I've been there, I've been fortunate enough to go and bathe in the Ganges a few times. And the one time I was there, it was a daily thing for almost a month for me. And I think the first time that I actually bathed in the Ganges was, I didn't know what to expect. I got in there and the whole thing was kind of just a little bit surreal. And then I got out and I was like, I felt a lot lighter. That's the genuine, honest truth. I just, something changed from bathing in that river. So definitely from my own personal experience, I can say that there's a transformation just from simply dipping into the waters of the Ganges. But actually all rivers are considered to be sacred in Vedic tradition, and we see in like many other traditions as well. It's the cleansing qualities of water, not just in a material sense or physical sense, but also the cleansing of the coverings of the soul, and just opening up that whole spiritual dimension. So this track, without further ado, is entitled River Goddess by Manish Damore from Sadhana. And then we're going to get into various other stuff, taking us up to probably close to the end of the show. So this set's going to be at least a good half an hour. You can give us a call if you like, 604-822-2487. You listen to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. Nam nama kari bahuta nija sarva sakti tatar pita nija mita we'll be right back.
Oh, Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Bol.
Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Mana Hari Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol Radha Ramana Hari Bol
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol Radha Ramana Hari Bol
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol Ramana Hari Bol
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol Radha Ramana Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol
Namaste
Jai Jai Radha
Startle me with the first person I'm going to quote who spoke about compassion. Would you believe that Albert Einstein spoke about compassion? Here's what Albert Einstein said about compassion. And it's very interesting. Our task must be to free ourselves as liberationists by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. So, one message here is, if you want to be a creative thinker and an intelligent thinker, maybe even a brilliant thinker, you have to think, as we say these days, out of the box. You have to be able to think other than just the norm. Think widely and broadly. That's freedom. Freedom of thought and freedom of expression, not just by civil liberties, but by our own freeing ourselves. And he looks to compassion as the component that will accomplish that. And he's turning that, the object of compassion, into wider and wider and wider circles. All living creatures and the whole of nature and its beauty. Next quote, you recognize his personality, Dalai Lama, and he says something very interesting about compassion. Probably says many something, but this is his most famous one. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. So the part of the embedded message is compassion is normally thought of as concerned about the happiness of others. And if you want that, be compassionate. But supposing you're not so concerned about the happiness of others, you're concerned about your own happiness, be compassionate, because by being compassionate, it makes you happy. Now the quote that I'm going to present is not from Bhagavad Gita, it's from the third canto of Bhagavatam. It specifically expresses compassion. Showing compassion to all living entities, you will attain self-realization. Giving assurance of safety to all, you will perceive your own self, as well as all universes in me, and myself in you. There's another statement about compassion. Certainly one would expect Christ to speak about compassion. Here's his statement, one of them. Knowledge and ritual without compassion is empty.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, you listen to Mantra. And that pretty much brings us up to the close of the show. We just got one last track to play. I should mention what we have just played. We started off the whole show with Craig Colan and Vara Avis with Invocation to Water from the Kerala Dream CD. Following that was, at the beginning of the last set, was Manish Damore from the release Sadhana with the track River Goddess. Then we heard from Gore and Duke from the Yoga Organics crew with Goddess Invocation. Following that was the Kirtaniyas with a recording of Radha Ramana Haribol. And then we heard from Sean Johnson and the Wild Lotus Band with Govinda Gopal. And then we just heard mixed with African Dreams, Romapad Swami talking about compassion with some nice quotes from various people, including Albert Einstein. He quoted the Dalai Lama. He quoted Vyasadeva from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he quoted Jesus Christ, who said, the last quote was by Christ, and it was he said that knowledge and ritual without compassion is empty. So that's actually a pretty good meditation to end the show on, I think. I should mention that there's tomorrow night, there's two things going on, and I don't have all the information in front of me. There will be a Give Peace a Chant will be happening at Open Yoga, which I believe is 16th and Arbutus. I could be wrong. You can Google Give Peace a Chant Vancouver and you'll find information about that gathering. That's a Kirtan gathering that happens every week, hosted by our good friend Sandra Lee. And then also tomorrow night as well in the Kits area, if you want to swing by Cup of Joy on, I think it's 4th and Elmer, there's going to be myself, our good friend Ross, so Shane Wilson of Tolku, and we also have a gentleman named Glenn who'll be playing tabla. We're going to be jamming there for a couple of hours from 8 till 10. Tomorrow night, that's Cup of Joy, 4th and Elmer. So you could come and say hi if you would like to. And what else? Next week will be a Ram Nomi special. So we're going to be doing a lot of chants dedicated to the avatar Ram. And also, as you mentioned, the following Saturday after that, not this Saturday, but the week after, will be a special enchant gathering, which it also will be a Ram Nomi special. So thank you for joining me today for Mantra. You can on the internet go to mantraradio.co if you'd like to more information, how to contact us, and also if you'd like to listen to all the shows, all the shows that can be listened to, downloaded in a high quality MP3 format. Last track is going to be a very good friend, Srikal, and Srikala Roach and Anadi, also featuring Link on this track, and the track is entitled We're Not Alone Here from the Sacred Hip Hop release. We'll be back next week, next Thursday, 4-5 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Until then, take care of yourselves and namaste.
You know, a lot of people, they think that this life is like an accident, like we just sort of blip, popped into reality and that's it, we're the only ones out here, you know? But you know, the philosopher Alan Watts, he says that we're in this universe that is meant to create people, just like the apple tree is meant to create apples, and every year you find new apples on the tree, because that's what it's meant to do. We're in a universe that just creates life, it creates consciousness, and we're not alone here.
We're not alone here. What keeps us separated is our own fear. There's no need to hesitate, cause it is so clear. We can travel out of space in a slow gear. Just chill and meditate, cause it's all here.
Without fear, it's all clear. Calm tears, fall near the feet of receivers of blessed ears. Words shared, to enliven the sight. Cooling like the moon in the night. When I'm tuned to it right, my soul, it takes flight. On a mission to imbue your visuals with non-physical. The pillars of the principles that I'm using to move without remission, cause we're choosing to. The rules without division, commonly unusual. Division before the living. Gifts that were given, never diminish. Ever increasing, so we'll never be finished. See it in the mindscape, change the state inside. The change that break, freeze the primate. No longer expressed in private, the cloud of hiding. Through example, blessed many astral current riding. Reminding you that
we're not alone here. What keeps us separated is our own fear. There's no need to hesitate, cause it is so clear. We can travel out of space in a slow gear. Just chill and meditate, cause it's all here. Way deep inside of the sensitive minds that have time to sit down and listen with conscious designs. They create a greater fate than scientists predict. We are destined to shape. We all have to wait and see what time brings. But most of our lives are spent admiring things. Time slips by and therefore seems linear. Cause and effect, got a message to bring to ya. Step with correct vision and administer deft intellect to redirect the sinister mess that we set in motion. When focus gets lost in the process, then dropped like it's hopeless. Minds are open, they just lack motivation. They claim the end is near, that's why they're so damn impatient. They've lost perspective, blind to reality. Can't handle this planet, so they redefine gravity. NASA is massive, but don't share what they know. Treating us like kids is the population grows. Instead of spending cash on a new space capsule, let's spend that money on the third world. Sit back and ask for. We're not alone here. What keeps us separated is our own fear. There's no need to hesitate, cause it is so clear. We can travel out of space in a slow gear. Just chill and meditate, cause it's all here.
Before I die, yo, I got a checklist. It ain't about getting paid and living life reckless, but in awe of the universe's presence. Breathe in perspective with each breath I step with. Look into the skyline, use the city outline as a guideline to guide mine. Contemplate beyond time, travel at a speed you need to be on time. All rhyme, shine like solar, burn for eternity without feeling sober. Supernova, explode into oblivion, creating life again through hydrogen and nitrogen. Galactic dust in the raps I bust, empty matter in the batter, cause I'll never have enough. That's the stuff human beings are made of. Form into existence, the creator is creative. We're in a universe that peoples, just like the apple tree apples. The master he baffles and tortures. My planet's feeling awkward, unaware that out there I swear there's an orchard.
We're not alone here. What keeps us separated is our own fear. There's no need to hesitate, cause it is so clear. We can travel out of space in a slow gear. Just chill and meditate, cause it's all here.